Well, let's head west now and catch up with the latest on those affected by the consequences of Friday's ferocious winds. Pat McGrath is our western correspondent. Alva O'Monaghan is TG Cahir's reporter in the northwest. Alva, to you first. Just tell us where you're based, what counties you cover and what you're hearing about the situation there.
I cover the northwest, Audrey, and I'm covering Donegal, mostly Sligo, Derry, into sometimes into Northern Ireland, but for weather this week I'm mostly covering Donegal. But we have the latest figures from ESB networks about the three main counties in the northwest corner. That's Donegal, and the latest figures for people who have been without power was 9,400 in County Donegal as of this morning, and then Sligo Leitrim, some 14,800 customers are without power. So if you add that up, you're talking about 24,000 people and some 200 people without power so far. And the ESB are saying that they're getting to the long tail, as they call it, of the restoration process, where the daily decrease in customers getting power back is slowing some momentum now and fixing faults. They're saying that is bolstered now by crews offering help from the south of the country, and also, as we've been seeing the last few days, people from overseas. But they are saying that it was a shock to the system for them as well. I was talking to a store manager in Donegal yesterday, and he says that people will have to understand that this, as opposed to other storms in the past, this storm hit us on a national level. Mm-hmm. And before this, some crews could leave their own area to help crews, like in Donegal, for example. Yeah. But this time, everybody had to stay in their own area, and this has slowed down the restoration process.
And so, 6 days without electricity here is such a long time, and water as well. Many don't have that either.
Well, this was one of the most heard complaints in Donegal and in other parts of the Western Seaboard as well. The dependency on electricity for powering water pumping stations, and we all know a lot more about this now, and some people haven't been without water until yesterday. Places like Mount Charles in South Donegal, they didn't have any water in some places there yesterday until yesterday afternoon, and maybe not until today, this morning either. So that has affected a lot.
Stay with us, Alva. Pat, what's your patch looking like this morning?
There are counties along the western seaboard near the border, the highest number of ongoing electrical faults. But there are pockets all over the country, Audrey, where supply still hasn't been restored. The latest figures from ESB Network say 140,000 connections out, down from almost 750,000 at the peak. So cold comfort for those still waiting, but there is steady progress being made. There's also a message from the National Parks and Wildlife Service about woodland areas. Many of those remain closed pending assessments to the extent of the damage and to ascertain, I suppose, what work needs to be done to ensure pathways are cleared and safe from the risk of falling branches. Popular wooded areas around Galway City, overseen by the council, are closed at the moment for similar reasons. And there are interesting kind of sidebars and knock-on consequences of the lack of power, the lack of mobile connectivity. Galway City Council, for example, postponing a housing scheme, an affordable housing scheme application process, in light of those power and network outages and the impact they could have on the ability of prospective applicants to register their interest. That was due to open this week, but it's now been put back for a fortnight. And also innovative responses. In Mayo, the civil defence teams there have been providing mobile charging units for people, because very often the messages from the utilities are check the websites or call the numbers, but that's very hard to do when you don't have electricity and you don't have phone access. So they're trying to kind of slowly but surely, incrementally, get people back on track and reconnect them in every possible way.
And the poor West, it always bears the brunt of most of the storms that hit this country, Pat. Does that mean that they are better prepared for this than perhaps other parts of the country? Or did this particular storm just blow that out of the water?
I think it probably blew it out of the water. And I think the sheer scale of the damage as you drive around and you see things that you wouldn't ordinarily see when you're looking at other storm events over the last decade or 15 years. You're seeing things this time around that you just simply wouldn't have seen before, where you might have seen a fence down. You're seeing walls blown down in some instances here. I saw several trampolines on my travels yesterday, just here, there and everywhere, probably meters, tens, maybe 50 metres away from where they originally started. And just, it's just a clean-up effort that's going on and on and on. Progress being made, frustrating for people who are still waiting, obviously, but everybody's saying that the progress is being made and they are getting there slowly but surely.
And Alva, what about in your patch? What is the mood of people? They must be becoming increasingly frustrated.
Well, they're not becoming frustrated. They are frustrated because listening to local radio here in Donegal yesterday, some people were still very frustrated about not having water, not having any modes of communication. So just like Pat said there, it's very hard to say. It's very hard to check your utility or your messages from the utility companies if you don't have access to Wi-Fi or broadband or electricity, if you don't have the means to charge up your mobile phone or computer. So people are frustrated, and people, I can say for sure that this storm will have taken people by surprise and shock, and will have already one councillor from Fianna Fáil, Ciarán Brogan in Donegal, he from Donegal County Council, he's looking for a meeting between the council and the ESB to identify possible weaknesses, as he said, in the in Donegal's power supply. So I think a lot of county councils and local councils are going to be learning lessons from the storm.
Thank you both very much indeed. Alva O'Monaghan, TG Cahir's reporter in the Northwest, Pat McGrath, RTE's Western correspondent.